My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
The Flash has returned. Season 3. What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to the first premiere review for the new show title, Talking the Flash. That is what I'm calling the show, Talking the Flash. It'll be me, Mike. And you never know who's going to be joining me to talk weekly episodes of The Flash. Season 3 premiere tonight. I've been waiting for it. Tomorrow's Arrow. I'm excited and glad the fall shows are back. Let's jump into it. The episode is called Flashpoint. Spoilers. People, if you haven't watched the episode, be ready because I'm about to spoil it. Okay, that's the whole point of this because I got a rant, rave, and review here. Flashpoint. I was a little confused in the beginning. Now, I've said it many times in past shows of Arrow and different TV shows that we talk about with my fellow podcasters. I don't read comics. I don't read spoilers. I don't watch anything. Maybe a couple trailers here and there. But yeah, so I was like, what's going on here? So yeah, I was a little confused in the beginning. It was a little confusing. I can understand why Barry was trying to hold on to the family and kind of doing his own, you know, kind of being in charge of his own destiny, of his own life, like literally in charge of his life. But, you know, of course, that had consequences. As you can see, the little yellow Flash guy who killed Mom several times is being held captive. I like him. I like him as a bad guy. So he was cool. I definitely liked how everything was happening and everything was too good to be true. And then, of course, Barry starts losing parts of his memory. And, of course, he can't stay there in that Flashpoint other reality. Yeah, it's just confusing. And I hope I don't get as confused. Because last season, I'm not going to lie, there were a couple episodes I was like, what the hell? People are dying and going back. So I hope it's not going to be like that because I'm going to be confused easily. And I know some of the fans out there, you're probably liking it because maybe it does follow the comics. I don't know. Definitely a big fan of Cisco. Dude, he was hilarious. And I love the little slash billionaire douchebaggery that he had, the swag that he had. Hilarious. Even Caitlin was hilarious. She's a freaking pediatric eye doctor. But she still had them skills, didn't she? So it was good to see the cast back there. So, I mean, definitely started off kind of confusing, kind of slow, kind of, sort of, for me, for a premiere, and then it just took off like craziness, which was cool. I definitely liked the fights with the rival and Kid Flash, definitely when Barry puts on the Flash outfit and starts whooping butt as well. It was cool. That end fight scene, dope as hell. I'm a little concerned for Wally, but maybe I'm not because that's a different world, so I don't know. I just know that Wally's live at the end now with Joe. But now with Barry doing that, it's upset the timeline because now apparently Joe and Iris don't get along, which Barry didn't know. And oh, I hope it's not confusing because I confuse easily. But overall, I thought it was a great premiere. It really was. Even though it started off, I know it sounds kind of weird that I didn't like the beginning so much and I was confused and it was slow. It's probably because I was lost. That's probably why. But overall, at the end of it, I was like, oh, that was good. So I'm looking really forward to the new season. I can't wait to see what happens. Next week looks pretty damn interesting. I'm wondering how this is all going to is Wally going to have powers? Because, of course, when the accelerator blew up, and what about the daughter of what's his face? And so many unanswered questions, but great. And at the end, I don't know about this alchemy guy, but I did notice, and some of y'all noticed, the dude, what's his name? I have it pulled up here. He was playing the rival, Todd Lasance. He was Julian in the Vampire Diaries. I knew when he took off his mask, I was like, I know that guy. I liked him too in the Vampire Diaries. So it looks like we're going to see more of him because at the end he wakes up and somebody's scratching. At first I thought it was Freddy Krueger, but it's not. Maybe it's some guy named Alchemy. I don't know who he is. I don't read the comics. If anybody knows, feel free to leave comments and educate me. But that's pretty much it. Overall, great premiere. Can't wait to see what happens next week. And that's it. Thumbs up. Great, great start to a new season. And that's all I have to say about the episode. If you want to hear past recap shows from past seasons, you can go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Those are the spots where I host my podcasts. And of course, I've got a blog, iWatchMike.com. You can go there and find all my stuff, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. So go there and check it out if you get a chance. Thanks for the past Flash love. Hopefully I'll get some likes, retweets, and all that good stuff. And once again, don't forget, leave comments on the bottom. Wherever you're listening to this, let me know what you thought of the Flashpoint episode. Curious to see. All right, have a good one. Peace out.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.